I'm so thankful to the Lord for gathering us here for this conference. Every session has been like, you know, the dew from heaven. The Holy Spirit has been working in our midst, and I'm so thankful to the Lord for that. I want to join with everyone else who said, I'm not worthy to be here. The theme of the conference is what God has prepared for those who love Him. I believe that the Lord has prepared a life on this earth where our light shines brighter and brighter and does not diminish at all. It is like what we read in Proverbs 4:18, but the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. There's no diminishing at all. And the Lord revealed to me through His Holy Spirit that I should seek to hide myself so that I will be like a brightly shining light for Him. One of my co-elders in Chennai has three lines written in his WhatsApp profile. It reads like this. The first person: remain as a person who is unknown. Remain, second one, remain as a person who is unnoticed. Last, remain as a person who is hidden. Unknown, unnoticed, hidden. I want to share how the Lord has revealed to me on how to remain hidden and how I can burn brightly as a light for Him. The Lord showed me these verses in the book of Proverbs, chapter 25, verse 6. I read this from the New Living Translation. Proverbs chapter 25 verse 6, it says, don't demand an audience with the king or push for a place among the great. It's better to wait for an invitation to the head table than to be sent away in public disgrace. See, the opposite of being hidden is to be curious and to demand and to push. To put it in a biblical context, if you see Jesus standing there and talking and discussing with Peter, James and John, and you get this lust to go and push yourself to be in their company. That's the desire in the flesh, not to make oneself visible. It's because, you know, we have a very high estimate of ourselves. Whenever I have these thoughts, the Lord has shown me that I must humble myself. I must see how I can hide myself. The Lord has always told me, don't demand an audience with anyone higher than you. So when I'm trying to hide myself, how can I shine brightly for the Lord? The answer is, even when I'm seeking to hide myself, I must still be aware of my responsibilities. I should always be ready to answer anyone higher than me. When they call me to inquire some matters, I must be ready. I don't demand an audience with anyone higher than me, but I must be ready to answer anything they ask of me. But whatever I'm saying is true of anyone. Even the lowliest of the servants will have someone for whom they are responsible. It is like what the Roman centurion told in Matthew chapter 8 verse 9. He says that, I am under the authority of my superior officers and have authority over my soldiers. I only need to say go and they go, or come and they come. And if I say to my slaves, do this, they do it. So just like how the centurion had people under him, he had superior officers above him, so they could tell him, come or go or do. And he had to do it. So I know the responsibilities that I have. And because of that, I also know what are the questions people can ask me who are above me. And I should be ready to give them that answer. I should not be checking at that time. If someone asks me, I should not be checking at that time. It will show, you know, that I have not been a good steward. But if I am really humble and I am hiding myself, then the Lord will be backing me up. And I will always have the right response to all such questions. This is the one way I know that the Lord is making me to shine brightly in my life, even though I'm seeking not to hide myself. The other thing is that, you know, the Lord has placed me in the church, And people are very cooperative and they're not competitive. So we can ask for people help from the people in the church so that we'll be equipped and we'll never be put to shame. On one hand, we keep on asking the Lord for His guidance. And the other hand, we keep asking for guidance from His family, His body and His household. So, and they also, because they see a value in me and they have confidence in me, they feel free to share the details of their lives. It makes us accountable for each other. So this is the way, you know, the Lord allows me to have the information so that I can answer questions. The questions need not be asked by only someone higher than me. Even people who are equal to me, even lower than me, they can come and ask me, why, what is it happening? Why should it be done like this? But then I will have the right answers. The Lord, you know, has put us in the church and, you know, He gets this, you know, this confidence and value, and that kind of builds us up to, you know, burn brightly for Him. But this leads to a dangerous situation where I can become a busybody in matters which don't relate to me. I may think, you know, this matter relates to me, so I must go and I must find out. You know, that kind of a thought can come to me. But then, this is where, you know, that verse in Proverbs chapter 25 is so relevant. It says, I should not demand an audience with a king. See, I'm saying, you know, don't demand an audience with anyone. The word demand, you know, has this kind of a meaning. It, you know, gives the impression that I'm a very important person and I have to get involved in every matter. But if I am really a brother among brothers, then I will never have that attitude that I am an important person. That way, I come to know matters because I'm a brother among brothers. And people want to share with me so that they can get helped. I'm not having any interest to give advice to someone who's not interested in taking my advice. I don't look down on them or despise anyone who does not ask me for advice. I don't demand an audience with anyone. But I'm available to help in any situation. Because I'm available to help in any situation and any time, the Lord backs me and helps me to know the right things so that I'm not put to shame. I should seek to hide myself, but the Lord should make me burn brightly. My goal is actually not to be able to answer, you know, any questions anybody asks me, but my attitude is, how can I help in this matter? You know, we heard about this jealousy. I should not be jealous of any person. If a person has helped someone, whom I should have helped? Someone has been helped, whom I should have helped, but someone else has helped. You know, that makes the person jealous. But I say, no, I will not become jealous. But in my hidden life, I examine myself. Why did I did not help that person? Is my light shining brightly or is it going dimmer? Is the Lord backing me or not? Sometimes the Lord shows that even though I thought it was within my boundary, it was not actually within my boundary. So it is like that old song we used to sing in schools, you know, like Jesus bids us shine with a pure, clear light. You in your small corner and I in mine. My corner is small. I thought it was big, but my corner is small. Any time my corner is small, it is not big. You know, sometimes the Lord has showed me that I've been selfish and proud in some area and the Lord could not back me. I have repented and I've always rejoiced that the Lord found someone to step in and help in that situation, and I've never tried to find fault with what happened. The Lord has been so good to me. I try to hide myself only. You know, sometimes a person goes outside his boundary and comes into my boundary. So then, you know, there is a clash. So what should I do? I say, no, I will not ask that person to get out of my boundary. I want to work, I want the Lord to work on my behalf. I say, no, Lord, this situation has happened. I feel this is my boundary, but the other person has come in. I want to humble myself. I will hide myself. And the Lord has always shown me this verse, 2 Corinthians 12:9. It says, the Lord told, you know, Paul, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I'm glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. The Lord's grace is the most powerful force on this earth, but it will be able to work powerfully only when I am weak. So I must be weak, then I will be strong. That is, when I take the weaker position, the Lord will strengthen my position. I want the Lord to work through me. I don't want Him to stop working through me because of my strength. I want the Lord to work through me when He sees that I have taken the weaker position. Then I will be hidden and the Lord will be shining brightly in my life. When I take that weaker position, the Lord also strengthens me with the weapons of warfare against Satan. You know, one of the weapons, the weapon which is so powerful is like what we've heard, the carrying of the cross. I want to read 1 Peter 4:1. Therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had armed himself, his mind, with one purpose. And so that was that I will suffer in the flesh so that I will not sin. So we must also have that same purpose in our mind, that we will suffer in the flesh and we will not sin. This is the great armor the Lord wants us to put on so that our weapons against the Satan are very effective. We read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3. He says, "No, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And we are ready to punish all disobedience whenever your obedience is complete." See, we have allowed Satan to build fortresses in our minds because of our pride and selfishness. These fortresses are lofty things raised up against the knowledge of God. But the weapons of our warfare will destroy all the fortresses built in our minds. And then the Lord will help us to destroy these fortresses being built in the mind of our family members and in the church members. See, all these fortresses will try to extinguish the light which should be burning brightly for the Lord. But the Lord will help us if our motive is to remain hidden. Then He will show us how to use His weapons of warfare for the destruction of fortresses in our minds and in the minds of the others. When the Apostle Paul writes, he says that I'm ready to punish all disobedience whenever your obedience is complete. I feel very fearful of the people whom he says that I'll punish your disobedience. If our obedience is complete, then those who are disobedient will be punished. Those are the people who didn't want to hide themselves. They wanted to promote themselves. May the Lord help us to remain hidden, take the weaker position, not become jealous, and not be a busybody. We can remain hidden, take the weaker position, so that He can back us up and be of help, so that we can help people who value us and who have confidence in us. May the light of God's glory burn brightly in our midst. Amen.
There was a man called Baruch in Jeremiah chapter 45. He was the one who was writing Jeremiah's prophecies. And that's a great honor, to be a secretary of a prophet. You're not a prophet yourself. Jeremiah is a famous man. And a lot of people like to be known as, I know this famous man quite well. So Jeremiah had to tell him very frankly, Jeremiah 45 verse 5, Are you seeking great things for yourself? Don't seek them. Praise God for a prophet who will tell you to your face, you are seeking great things for yourself. Don't seek them. Seek to be hidden. Let's remember that. That's the way that Jesus went, and that's the way we have to go.